sport? Well, there's no shortage of it. Let's talk it with Tony Wilson. Tony, good morning.
Jonathan, good morning.
Sydney to Hobart. And this is interesting, I reckon, because we seem to have this very modern view of this race. It's all about who gets there first. But that's not the end of the story with the Sydney to Hobart, is it?
Well, they're just slogging it out, still out there. I'm sort of horrified to hear that the Sydney to Hobart's still on, because it's almost like a Christmas ham. You sort of nibble away at it, and it's part of that two-day period, and you always hear the words like ragamuffin and wild oats, and they're the only words you ever hear.
Yep.
And then I thought, I wonder who actually won the Sydney to Hobart, because, you know, it's obviously not the biggest, fastest boat that wins. The important part of the race is the handicap, because that's really the test of sailing ability, isn't it? And they're still out there somewhere in Bass Strait getting rained on. And I think it's a boat called Wild Rose that is the current leader in the Sydney to Hobart. And in fact, there was one that was going very well, that was built in 1936. It was it sounded like Robinson Crusoe's raft gets a very good start in the Sydney to Hobart.
Well, I think it would certainly do well in the handicap calculations. So I think it's an interesting thing, because yes, these doughty little craft, the spirit of Dunkirk filling their sails, are still making their way, as you say. Well, so,
Jonathan, the interesting thing is it should they be making a bigger fuss of that? Should we be really getting behind
these little guys and
little women? Or should we be concentrating only on these multi-millionaire crafts?
And I reckon there's something to be said for that in the true spirit of this race, which is around the handicap. It's not just these people with the big bucks and the big boats. But anyway, perhaps we're out of time with that one, Tony. Cricket is fascinating today.
Well, it's I said yesterday it was beautifully poised, and then I think I said they'll either bat for 2.5 sessions or 3.5. Well, now I'm going to say they're going to bat for 3.5, because I kind of know. And Australia will probably bat on a little bit this morning and try to get the lead up. It's around about 320 odd at the moment. And if they can get it out to 360 or 370, then they can't lose. So that means batting for another half hour this morning.
India still potentially have, you know, up to 100 overs to make the runs. So,
well, that's true.
There's a chance.
It's only history that says they can't lose. They can lose, because history can always be made, of course. And the game is played slightly differently to how it was played over the last century or so, where these big totals are beginning to get chased down, and the players that have been schooled on the T20 and the one-day cricket just score so much more quickly and take so many more risks, and kind of an unchaseable chase of 20 years ago is now seemingly chaseable, which is why it is so beautifully poised.
Well, we will watch that match unfold today, and who knows, anything is entirely possible. There's been a spot of, some rather unseemly talk. Tony Wilson, who I think has just disappeared from that Skype noise. Are you still there, Tony? No, Tony has. See, this is the wonder of the internet, that with a little blip like that, we can lose Tony Wilson. But fear not, we will have more sport coming up for you in our next hour here on RN Summer Breakfast.